WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A curfew is in effect in Charlotte after three nights of protests over the fatal shooting of a black man by police. But unlike the first two nights of protests, last night's demonstrations remained peaceful.
They stopped in several places. One of them was right out here at the police department. They laid down on the ground to simulate having been shot. They stopped again outside of the Omni Hotel. Ultimately, there was no real explosion that we expected close to midnight when that curfew was supposed to kick into effect. There was no confrontation directly with police.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. Meanwhile, Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby is free on bail this morning after prosecutors charged her with first-degree manslaughter less than a week after she killed an unarmed black man.
Though it is not the murder charge that the family had demanded, he has decided that she is either going to be charged with manslaughter first-degree heat of passion, which is a felony, or manslaughter first-degree resisting criminal attempt, which is also a felony. These are very serious charges.
Correspondent Sarah Seidner. Hillary Clinton continues to lead Donald Trump among Virginia voters, but no longer by double digits. Two new polls show Trump has narrowed the gap to just 6 or 7 points. Clinton leads in both the new Roanoke College poll and the latest Quinnipiac University survey. Absentee voting in Virginia starts today. Under state law, you need to claim one of 19 approved reasons for voting absentee, says Kate Hanley with the Fairfax County Electoral Board.
One of the most popular, of course, is that you'll be out of town on election day, that you'll be out of the city or the county of residence on election day.
You can also vote absentee if you're pregnant or ill or have a religious conflict. Metro's Safe Track program has made for frustrating commutes, but it has also greatly accelerated the amount of work that can get done in a given amount of time.
During the first three Safe Track maintenance surges, more than 17,000 rail ties were replaced. The ties are the beams that keep the rails in place.
That would normally take us a year to do. We do about, historically, recently, we've done about 15,000 ties a year, and that's with weekend closures and early outs to do that.
Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says that same amount of work would have taken 9 years to do in just the overnight hours.
So just to give you a sense of scale.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Former Virginia State Senator Chuck Colgan turns 90 this Sunday. And that's the day they're unveiling a statue of him at George Mason University's Science and Technology Campus in Prince William County. Colgan retired last January after 40 years in the General Assembly. Another worldwide mega-merger, this time in the hotel resort industry.
Marriott International now owns more than one out of every 15 hotel rooms around the globe. With its closure this morning on a $13 billion buy-up of Starwood Hotels and Resorts worldwide. Bringing together its Marriott, Courtyard, and Ritz-Carlton brands with Starwood, Sheraton, Westin, W, and St. Regis properties. A total of 30 hotel brands now fall under the Marriott umbrella, creating the largest hotel chain in the world with more than 5,800 properties and 1.1 million rooms across more than 110 countries. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The FBI confirms it is gathering information about an incident involving Brad Pitt and his family aboard a private flight last week. An FBI spokeswoman says the agency is still evaluating whether to actually open an investigation into allegations that Pitt was abusive during the flight toward one of his six children with actress Angelina Jolie. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,392, the NASDAQ at 5340. Sports, the Patriots are now 3-0. No, without Tom Brady as they beat the Texans. Baseball, the Nats had the night off, but they take on the Pirates on the road tonight. The Orioles lose more ground, falling again to the Red Sox. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall is here, and just around the corner, colder temperatures, snow, and ice are waiting. Stay informed with the most accurate and dependable forecast from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Rice.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager
on WMAL.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You can figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah, go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northbound 95 in Maryland after the Beltway, an accident takes out the right lane. The northbound BW Parkway is heavy. Annapolis Road going up to Riverdale Road. An accident approaching the Beltway has now been cleared out of there. Eastbound 100 after Dorsey Station crash now on the shoulder. Heads up for the red line to Glenmont. Expect some delays due to an earlier train malfunction at Union Station. Traffic brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Duff and Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one today, but temperatures will come down for the upcoming weekend. Few clouds, otherwise mainly clear this morning, mostly sunny later, 89. We'll take about 10 off of that by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Woodbridge, 55 in Bowie, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. A North Carolina congressman says Charlotte protesters hate white people. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Time is 6:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we got plenty for you. How'd you like your I-270 commute to be a little bit better? Well, at 7:05, Rich Parsons has some ideas, and we'll talk it through. 7:35, the great one, Mark Levin, in a very special morning appearance. At 8:05, Peggy McGlone is with the Washington Post, and she's got a preview of the brand-new Smithsonian Museum on the history of African-Americans in America. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. Big morning. Keep it here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's time for our Redskin Report with Trevor Baddich, Redskins elite long snapper. He's our WMAL Redskins analyst, and you see him all the time on Comcast Sportsnet as a co-host over there.
He is all over Comcast.
He is he's a very busy man.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning to you, Trevor.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Larry.
Redskins travel out to East Rutherford, New Jersey, to see if they can get the season back on schedule after losing two home games. They go on the road against the Giants. Just give me your thumbnail sketch of how this is likely to shape up.
Well, thumbnail sketch. It's still not a must-win game where the season is gone, but it's pretty close to that, because when you start 0-3, the statistics are vastly against you to make the playoffs. And then given that the Redskins have a tougher schedule in the second half of the season than in the first, if they start 0-3 in the easy part of the schedule, this will be a tough time.
What do the Giants bring to the table here that the Redskins haven't seen yet in their first two opponents, the Cowboys and the Steelers?
Well, they bring a passing game that might be even better than the Steelers brought, because they've got not just a Super Bowl winning quarterback like the Steelers and Eli Manning, but
that would be crybaby Eli Manning you're referring to.
Well, I think Larry. Yeah, I'll say that just because I don't think you can beat me up. So right. I won't shut you down on
I don't
that.
Think you can either, yeah.
That would be the guy. But they've got a deep receiving core. Victor Cruz is back. Rookie Sterling Shepard has been fantastic. And, of course, there's Odell Beckham who looms. And so offensively, they have the ability to score points. Defensively, they're better in pretty much every, or they're more effective in pretty much every area than the Redskins. And so it's the Redskins are going to have to win this game on offense.
Well, and that would mean that Kirk Cousins needs to have a good game. And he's been, you know, he's struggled, let's be honest. He's had three interceptions already on the season. He, as you have often pointed out, tends to get into a mode where he tries to do too much. What are they doing to correct, that problem? And what other adjustments are they making? Because, quite frankly, what they were doing wasn't getting it done.
Well, they would like to run the ball better. I mean, their play calling has been a 3-to-1 ratio of pass to run. For every one time they run it, they throw it 3 times. But it's not so simple as just to keep calling runs. If you're ineffective running the ball, then you can't keep running the ball. And their running stats look pretty good, but when you dig into it, they're not consistent enough. They'll bust off a big run, then they'll get stuffed 3 times in a row and punt. So they've got to run the ball better eventually, but I don't think they'll do it this week. What they've got to do to help Cousins is just to settle him down. And that's going to be harder to do this week because there are rumors out there that there's disgruntlement in the locker room about him, according to anonymous Redskins sources in the locker room. So that's something else that he'll have to overcome, given that right now it's his mental state that really is the difference in his game.
You know, you're one of the best, Trevor, and that's why we're so honored to have you as our Redskins analyst. One of my other favorite NFL analysts is Herm Edwards. I think he's fantastic, and I saw him on ESPN earlier this week doing a whole breakdown on the fact that Kirk Cousins has actually enjoyed some of the best pass protection of any NFL quarterback. Whatever his problems have been so far this season, it's not because of the offensive line, which is something that we had been talking about for quite some time with the Redskins. So what do you think the problem is? It's not like he's making these bad decisions under pressure.
Larry, the problem is that last year, Kirk Cousins had the arm of a quarterback and the head of a hunter. This year, he's playing with the arm of a wide receiver and the head of a kicker. And that's the problem. And really, the arm part is head. What? Because when fans watch him, this is what to watch for from Cousins in this game. On short passes and medium passes where the receiver is open, because Cousins hit him. Because in the first 2 weeks, there were too many times when he would either miss him entirely, overthrow him, or throw it into the dirt, or make a pass that was so dramatic that the receiver had to stop and make an acrobatic catch even though he was wide open.
Yeah, and I know. You see that a lot. Even on some of the good passing plays, the receiver is always sort of reaching behind him, behind himself in stride.
Right, and the second thing for fans to watch for is if Kirk does drop, set, throw, then that's when he's best.
Yeah.
If he drops back and looks around and buys some time and looks around some more, even before he throws the ball, hide your eyes, you know, get the children out of the room, because something ugly is likely to happen. That's when he's at his worst.
Well, you know, look, in sports, they say, you know, a lot of it is your mental attitude. And it sounds as if, you know, one of the continuing things about Kirk Cousins, and I like Kirk Cousins, I'm wearing his number 8 jersey as we speak.
He is. I'm wearing my Harper Nats jersey as we speak.
Of course.
But when you start to have the you know, in golf they call it the yips. You know, your mental game is just not there. You're not focused. Something's not quite right. How do you get a quarterback on track? What has to happen in that locker room? I don't think it helps when you hear, you know, murmuring that there's a disgruntlement in the locker room.
Yeah, really, it's actually quite simple. Because the hard thing is to get a quarterback to do more than he can. In other words, if he doesn't have the physical capability to get the job done, it's hard to get him there. But when he has the physical capability and all you have to do is calm him down and convince him to do less, then that's what you need to do. And for Cousins, part of the problem, I think, is that he's a franchise quarterback now at $20 million, and he's playing for a new contract. And I think that they've just got to settle him down and let him know that he doesn't get that new contract by throwing the ball deep down the field every play and making a massive play every play. All he's got to do is just make the easy play. So fans look at it and say, yeah, that was a short pass, wide open. Way to go, Kirk. Give him $100 million.
The ongoing saga of Josh Norman and where he should play on the field. Listen, I so enjoyed watching him in the Dallas game. He is an incredible athlete, but I've never seen so much conversation about what side of the field he should be playing on and who should he be covering. I mean, what do you think they're going to end up doing with Josh Norman? Is he just going to be on Odell Beckham no matter where he lines up, or is he going to play his side of the field?
I think what they need to do is be multiple with him. In other words, sometimes put him where Beckham is, sometimes don't. They can move Beckham, too. I mean, there's all kinds of things they can do to frustrate a plan of trying to get Norman to follow Beckham. But what I think they'll do is move people around and then have multiple plans to double-team Beckham and double-team other people. The key is not to put some great corner on Beckham and shut him down. That's not going to happen. The key is to sometimes double-team him from underneath with the linebacker, sometimes double-team him from over the top with the safety, sometimes run a strong safety out to the side. Double-team him from different areas, different angles, at different times with different players. It's not a matter of just a one-on-one matchup.
But for a player like Josh Norman, real fast, Trevor, he wants to be against the best, doesn't he? Every time that ball is snapped, doesn't he want to be lined up against the best receiver on the field?
Sure he does, but that's what they all want to do. And what he really needs to want to do is be in the best place for the defense. Sometimes it's better for your best corner to match up with the second best receiver so you can double-team the first best receiver and take both of them out.
It's just frustrating as a fan. We want to see our best guy against their best guy, but I hear you.
Yeah, well, guess what? The minute the coaches start to listen to the fans, the coaches
are in trouble. That's right.
With the fans at the bar.
That's right. All right, Trevor Maddich, thank you so much. We'll talk to you on Monday after the game.
Great. Thanks, guys.
For prediction, but couldn't you tell from the tone it doesn't sound like it's going to be a very easy Sunday for the
well, and 0-3 would be really bad
with two losses against division
games. It's now 6:15 on WNAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Dave Solomon and for Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound on the Anacostia Freeway approaching Pennsylvania Avenue, a three-car collision takes out the left lane. There's some heavy volume Burroughs Avenue to Baker Street going up to Pennsylvania Avenue. Northbound 95 in Maryland to the Beltway, an accident now over on the shoulder. Police are out there. Eastbound 66, a slow ride the Dulles Hill Road to 25th Street. Checking Metro, Orange Line, Blue Line, and Silver Lines all single tracking between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory. Delays both directions due to a disabled work unit outside Stadium Armory. In Woodbridge, there's an accident now northbound Jefferson at Davis Highway at Dale Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This is going to be a great day. I mean, a really lovely day. The high around 89, an abundant sunshine. Clear skies tonight, dipping down to around 69 degrees. Tomorrow, 79, and partly cloudy skies. A little cooler on Sunday, and the overnight low on Sunday in the upper 50s. That's fall-like, since we're now in the first full day of fall.
Yes.
We had the autumnal equinox.
It was autumnal, wasn't it?
It was. Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees, 617.
Who doesn't love a clown? Whether it's under the big top or at a kid's birthday party, clowns bring joy to every human's life. But apparently the clowns in our society have been abused, misused, and absolutely slandered by creepy clowns. Creepy clowns dressed up in their makeup with frightening balloons, walking, meandering aimlessly through city streets.
Okay, I think they're all pretty
two
creepy.
In the morning. No, in the right context, clowns can be wonderful, but not standing on a street corner under a street lamp at 2 in the morning as you're driving home after a bender. That's the last thing you want to see. And these creepy clowns have been sort of plaguing certain neighborhoods around the country, and it's becoming an actual problem for law enforcement because they can't do anything about that creepy clown on the corner. He's not breaking the law.
He's just standing there.
Minding his own clown business.
There is no law that says it's illegal to be a clown.
Maybe there should be. Well, it's also wreaking havoc on people who are actually legitimately clowns. I mean, it's their business. Here's Sylvia Lett, CEO of A Clown For You. That's right.
A Clown For You.
There's a company that provides clowns for your clown needs. And Sylvia, the woman in charge of that organization, is very upset about this latest trend.
I had somebody call, two calls today, just wanting face painting and balloons, but without a clown. And that's since this sighting has been going on, I do notice there's been more people requesting that.
I'm sorry. Okay, so I want someone to come and do face painting. I want someone to do the balloon animals, but please don't send a clown.
That's right. Anybody but a clown. Just come as yourself.
What? So what's going to happen? You know, you just show up there ready to do everything, and do you still have the clown accoutrements? You know, like, you know, got the horn. Thing, but you don't actually put the clown makeup on. What is it about clowns that people find so frightening?
I don't know why anybody, why any adult would want to dress up like that. I to me, you know, there's something creepy about somebody who would want to do that.
Well, but
I don't trust clowns.
All right, listen, I believe in the free market, and clearly, I mean, there's this company that Sylvia Lett works for. She's the CEO of it that it makes money providing clowns for children's birthday parties. And so clearly there is a demand for it. Kids enjoy people dressing up like clowns. But again, Sylvia is really concerned about the latest news trend.
I'm just more concerned for my safety being out in the street now that's happened. Not because I look scary, but because people tend to make things out of nothing.
That's right. See, there's clown hysteria out there, Brian Wilson, and you're feeding into it.
Well, and
this coming from a man who himself can ride a unicycle.
Oh, you had to bring that up.
Well, I'm just saying. You're closer to the clown ethic than I am.
I never wore a clown uniform while riding my unicycle.
All right, but you did ride the unicycle.
I did at one time when I was younger ride a unicycle.
And did you have the...
No. Okay. No, that's irritating. A lot of the stuff is turning out. These reports of creepy clowns have turned out to be hoaxes, though.
Right. One out of Annapolis.
Yeah. I mean, we hear this story. There's a creepy clown in Annapolis, and you know, this, and luring kids and doing things like that. And they do an investigation. They find out it was just a hoax.
The kids brought it up. It was like the whole, you know, stand in front of the bathroom mirror, turn around three times, and say Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. It was a children's little sort of prank. Mm-hmm. But it became this big deal. Everybody in the news was talking about it. Yeah. But it's a prank. So clowns are getting a bad rap, and I don't think it's right.
Well, you know, I would say if your life goal is to dress up in a funny costume with a wig and a nose and put makeup on your face.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you ought to go into television news.
Wait.
No, sorry.
I didn't see that coming. Hold on. Now, if people are doing that and putting on the costume and they can make an honest living out of it and they bring joy to children's lives at birthday parties,
but do they really bring joy?
I think that...
I mean, a lot of young children, when they see a clown, they're actually frightened by it.
No, it's sort of only
just
because...
Like, just as some are frightened of Santa Claus.
Only because of the abuse of clowns. Only because these renegade people have decided to, on their own, go rogue, dress up like clowns, and wander around your neighborhood at 1 a.m. That they're giving the real clowns, the legitimate clowns, a bad name.
Okay.
And so, listen, I stand by you.
So we're going to start a crusade here to repair the reputation of clowns.
I certainly am. Yeah. I don't think you're on board. You think clowns are irredeemable?
Well, I think they are. I think they.
You think they're part of the basket of deplorables?
They're deplorable. Yeah, they're. Are.
Well, I stand by my clown friends, and I salute you, and we're going to try to bring you back to... Maybe we should have a clown morning here and bring some clowns into the studio
please. I beg you.
It's 622 on W. What a nightmare that would be. 622.
No one plans to get sick. It just happens. That's why Inova Primary Care Doctors offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
At Cascades Dental, every new smile begins with a story.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists. Terrified of all dentists, any kind of dental work. I was afraid of the pain. I was afraid of the shame. And always very shy and not willing to smile. Not a lot of closed mouth smiles, you know, in photos. I asked a lot of my peers and I looked for the best smiles I could see. And what was interesting about it was that every single one of them said Cascades Dental. Well, that's exactly how I found Dr. Ribrelia. I've never met a dentist that has taken the time out to get to know me as a person, to understand my needs, my fears, my concerns. It's incredibly professional, but so relaxed. It's like walking into a family. I love them all. I mean, I walked out of the office with an incredible smile. I had never had that. And I actually feel younger. And I feel like I look younger than I ever have before.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascades Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
With the presidential election looming in front of us, we know that many changes are imminent. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while I can't guess what's going to happen with our borders or military, I can assure you that rates will be rising no matter who the next president will be. Rates are still the lowest they've ever been, and with a historical election about to be made in the U.S., why not make history in your own home by electing to call today and take advantage of refinancing, saving money, or paying off debt? With home values on the rise, some are voting to eliminate PMI and others to shorten their loan term. At Cornerstone First, our ballot options include reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
It is 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 2 minutes first on the fives. Dave Solomon is in the Hadid Traffic Cleaning Traffic Center this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Southbound Anacostia Freeway got a delay starting at 50 that runs all the way up to Pennsylvania Avenue. That's where there is an accident taking out the left lane and involves three vehicles. Northbound 95 in Maryland after the Beltway crash now over on the shoulder. Outloop of the Beltway is heavy New Hampshire Avenue to University Boulevard. And there's an accident in Woodbridge southbound Jefferson Davis Highway at Dale Boulevard left and center lanes are blocked. Traffic brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Up GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low rain chances with a front coming through. It's cold front. Finally, temperatures will come down. Upper 80s today, clear this morning for the most part as clouds push south. Mostly sunny later. Let's go 89. Tonight, mainly clear, 69. Partial clouds tomorrow, 79, and then only in the low 70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees. It is now 6:26. Love going to the fair. I mean, you love your clowns. I love going to the fair. What's not to love about a fair? I mean, you go to the fair and you get a lot of fried foods.
Yes.
And you get to see animals.
Yes.
And sometimes when you go to the fair, there is an entire cow made of butter. And that's my favorite thing to see. A butter cow.
Where is there a butter cow at the fair?
Very often at agricultural fairs.
Which fair?
A lot of fairs. I've seen it a lot of times.
There's no butter cow.
There's a cow made of butter.
Like the size of a legitimate cow?
A legitimate cow size.
Like a full-on bovine.
Sculpture made of butter.
You are making that up.
I'm not making it up. So, I mean, there's all kinds of cool things. You can sit on a tractor. I mean, you can do all kinds of good things. And a lot of people, though, there go for the food and the sweets and the special things. Well, out at the Great Frederick Fair.
Which is a fine fair, I love the Great Frederick Fair.
It's better than fair.
It's
a better than fair fair.
It's a great fair.
Well, it's actually called the Great Frederick Fair. Yeah. And it's a place where you go with your family and you hang out there, right? And you talk about agricultural things.
Yes.
And, well, they had a little problem out there. They had to issue a search warrant and confiscate roughly 50 packages of candy products such as gummy bears and Rice Krispie treats and lollipops, which are all, you know, you would say, what's the problem
with that? Yeah.
Well, apparently there's a suspicion that these candies were laced with marijuana, with THC, the active ingredient in marijuana.
You don't want that.
They're pot-laced candies.
Were these specifically sold to adults who wanted to...
They're trying to find out who they were sold to, and they're saying, if you bought any of this candy, please contact us. But no arrests have been made, but they've sent the candy off to the lab.
Well, you know those carny folk.
Yeah, you
got to keep an eye on
them.
They
sent the candy off to the lab to be tested. If it turns out that it is pot-laced, then they will decide what to do.
My biggest problem with these fairs, even the Great Frederick Fair, is the ride that, you know, you're putting your life in danger, and there's a guy in charge of it who's got a lip tattoo. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Butter.
There are no butter cows.
Butter cows.
No, they're not.
It is. I'll find a picture of one.
Google it now.
It is now 6:28.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-Door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us
and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
You have something you'd like to say?
There are a lot of butter cows out there.
Thank you,
man. I'm looking at these sculptures. I can't imagine it. Look at that.
It's a thing.
Who knew?
People
have way too much time on their hands.
Coming up in just a moment, Hillary sits down with that Zach guy between a couple of ferns, and it was awkward. That's just all you can say about it. We'll tell you about it coming up after the news. 6:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. A third night of protests in Charlotte remain mostly peaceful in the face of a newly imposed midnight curfew.
A small group thanking National Guard members for their service.
Thank you, sir.
Others laying down to protest the shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott. And demanding that police video of the incident be released to the public. Charlotte's police chief concede the video doesn't show Scott pointing a gun at officers. Despite that, police are standing by their account of what happened, saying Scott refused to drop his weapon.
Correspondent Nick Valencia. Meanwhile, Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby turned herself in early this morning to face a first-degree manslaughter charge in the death a week ago of an unarmed black man. She is now free on $50,000 bond.
The prosecutor's office alleging Officer Shelby reacted unreasonably by escalating the situation from a confrontation with Mr. Crutcher, who was not responding to verbal commands and was walking away from her with his hands up, becoming emotionally involved to the point that she overreacted.
Correspondent Anna Cabrera. Absentee voting begins today in Virginia. You can vote in person or by mail. There are 19 approved reasons that could qualify you to vote absentee, including the most popular one, that you simply won't be in your voting district on election day. Two new polls find that the gap between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in Virginia is narrow. In August, she led by double digits. Now Clinton's lead is down to just 6 or 7 points, according to the polls by Roanoke College and Quinnipiac University. And a computer hacker who helped ISIS by providing names of over 1,000 U.S. government and military workers as potential targets is scheduled to appear in federal court in Alexandria today for sentencing. Prosecutors are asking for a maximum 25-year sentence for 20-year-old Ardit Farizi. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,392, the Nasdaq at 5340. Sports, the Orioles' playoff hopes are fading as they lose again to the Red Sox. The Nats are idle in Pittsburgh tonight. Thursday night football, New England beats Houston. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back, and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99. Wow!
Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $80,000 Corvette giveaway on Friday, September 30th. Earn entries now for your chance to win your share of $80,000 in prizes or a 2017 Chevy Corvette. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Every year, 735,000 Americans have a heart attack. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. 47% of sudden cardiac deaths occur outside of the hospital. The smartest action is before there's a problem. Virtual Physical reveals plaque buildup by looking from the inside out, enabling action before it's too late. Put your health flex spending to good use with a heart scan at $199. Call 301-984-9009 today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and if you need to sell your home fast and for top dollar, then I recommend you call my friend Frank Prindle. He's the only agent I would trust to sell my home. For a guarantee you can trust, go to itrustfrank.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heavy volume southbound Anacostia Freeway 50 to East Capitol Street going up to Pennsylvania Avenue. That's where there's a three-vehicle accident now moved over to the shoulder in Woodbridge. Southbound Jefferson Davis Highway at Dale Boulevard. Two lanes are blocked. That's the left and center lanes. Police and fire department on the scene of that crash. Eastbound 66 is heavy Westmoreland Street to 25th Street. Outer loop of the Beltway slows down 95 going up to Colesville Road. Orange Line, Blue Line, and Silver Line single track between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory in both directions due to a disabled work unit outside Stadium Armory. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WFAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low rain chances with a front coming through. It's a cold front. Finally, temperatures will come down. Upper 80s today, clear this morning for the most part as clouds push south. Mostly sunny later. Let's go 89. Tonight, mainly clear, 69. Partial clouds tomorrow, 79. And then only in the low 70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Arlington, 57 in Rockville, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by RE/MAX. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, is it possible to fix I-270? Rich Parsons will talk about that. At 7:35, special programming note, the great one, Mark Levin will join us. At 8:05, Peggy McClone with the Washington Post on the new African-American Museum that's just opening up this weekend. And at 8:35, you know him, you love him, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Zach Galifianakis is a funny guy, right? And he's got this online video show that he does for Funny or Die called Between Two Ferns.
You know, I think he's a funny guy, yeah. But I've never seen an episode of this thing that I thought was funny.
Well, it's a very understated, dry humor.
I'm more slapstick. And
the whole point is that he sort of presents himself as a bit of a... In AH, as it were, interviewing whatever celebrity guest happens to be there. And it's this biting undertone of tension that brings out the humor. That's the idea behind it, at least.
Except I never laugh.
Well, it needs to work. To make it work, you need to have a guest who is on with
who can play, Zach, play
who works with it,
yeah.
And so which brings.
Sometimes your humor is dry and understated,
yeah,
and it only works because I'm here to be your, like your Ed McMahon
it's
on
true,
occasion.
Brian, my humor only works because you were here.
That's
and
right.
Thank
true.
God for that.
Just saying.
Butter cow. And so Hillary Clinton was the guest on Between Two Ferns, this latest episode. And by the way, here's the most important part of this entire story. And this is important, by the way, because this is the Clinton team trying to prey on the millennial pop culture kind of excitement that Barack Obama was so good at tapping into, right, with all of the pop culture appearances that he made. So Hillary's, oh, I can do that too. Let's get me on that Between Two Ferns with that Zach Galifianakis guy. That's what I assume the conversation went like. Here's the important thing to know about this entire story. This was her idea. Her campaign pitched the Funny or Die people and said, we really want Hillary to be on Between Two Ferns. We think this would be great. This would be terrific. So here's how it went. It starts out with Hillary sitting there waiting for Zach Galifianakis to show up. And he creeps into the scene wearing this scary Halloween mask.
Where is he? Where's Zach?
Zach! Just trying to scare her.
Secret Service tackles him.
I'm not getting the Halloween spirit of it all.
Not a good idea around the Secret Service. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Now it's downhill from there. That was the high moment?
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. I'm your host, Zach Galifianakis, and my guest today is Hillary Clinton.
That's sort of how the tone was. And there were a couple of funny exchanges, but I don't think it really... Here's the thing. The whole idea of this is to show the candidate allowing a comedian to basically insult them.
To basically show that you're sort of a good goose.
And that you have
a sense of humor about yourself.
And that you can go with
it. That you don't take yourself too seriously.
Right.
All things that people think about Hillary Clinton.
And instead, well...
Are you excited to be the first girl president?
Well, I mean, being president would be such an extraordinary honor and responsibility. But being the first woman elected president and what that would mean for our country, and particularly what that would mean for, you know, not just little girls, little boys, too, that's pretty special.
Mm-hmm. Not to take away from the historic significance of you perhaps becoming the first female president, but for a younger generation, you will also become their first white president, and that's pretty neat too.
See, what he's funny. That's actually a funny little. But her reaction was just it did nothing for it. I like this part too.
Okay.
What happens if you become pregnant? Are we going to be stuck with Tim Kaine for 9 months? How does this work?
I'm sorry. I just think that's a hilarious question. To cut Hillary Clinton a bit of a break here.
Oh, really?
How do you answer that when Zach Galifianakis says, what happens if you become pregnant? Because you and I could fill in a lot of answers to that question, how that's just never going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's a bit of an awkward moment. And again, I think it allows all of the people who already want to make fun of Hillary Clinton because she's a completely unlikable human being, it gives us more ammunition.
Yeah.
What happens if you become pregnant? Are we going to be stuck with Tim Kaine for 9 months? How does this work?
I could send you some pamphlets that might help you understand.
First, you supported Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, and then you were against it. I think that people deserve to know. Are you down with TPP?
I'm not down with TPP.
No, you're supposed to say, yeah, you know me. Like the hip-hop group.
Don't tell me what to say.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. Okay, so objectively speaking, it's bad and it's not funny, right?
Well, listen, I think the evidence we've just witnessed it is it's not funny.
So in that,
it's awkward.
Yeah,
it's not fun to look at.
Right.
But you know, I don't know why a candidate would subject themselves to this.
This is why, because they know they've got a willing partner in the media who will pretend that this is just the greatest thing ever. Because listen to this CNN panel react. They did exactly what we just did. They played a clip. And we're reacting in a natural human way. Here's what they did.
There's a bunch of funny things about that. First, they even did it, you know, because it's a real risk. Second, the banner at the top of the headline when they did it was Hillary Clinton had pneumonia. It was the day that she was diagnosed with pneumonia. He also asked Clinton if she was excited to be the first girl president and if she regretted losing the Scott Baio vote.
It's worth watching. It is definitely worth watching.
No, it is so good. It's so good. Just the fact that she did it is so funny. No. No, just the fact that you do it. That's like me showing up at the Improv downtown and bombing for 10 minutes doing stand-up and then walking away saying, you know, just the fact that I went up there is funny in and of itself. Mm-hmm. It's funny, but not in a good way.
Well, you know, you are sort of a comedian.
Yeah, or a clown.
Well, back to the clown thing.
It's 644.
It's 644.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Are you up to date on the new rules regarding Social Security claiming strategies? The new limits on your contributions and income phase-outs? How about the impact that these could have on you and your family? This is Eric Whiteman, co-host of The Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients. Call us to discuss how we can help plan your financial future.
Eric Whiteman and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Eric, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed wise investor.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, Mrs. Clinton. We should stay in touch. What's the best way to reach you? Email?
You've got mail.
That's funny. That's how they ended it. That was pretty funny. What's the best way to get to email? You don't think that's funny?
No.
All right.
that topic has lost its humor for me. Email. Oh, I'm supposed to do this. 6:45. Yes, sorry, I was just having a good moment there. 6:45 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound Anacostia Freeway packed in 50 to Burroughs Avenue. Also southbound approaching Pennsylvania Avenue. Three-vehicle collision moved to the shoulder. Southbound Jefferson Davis Highway at Dale Boulevard. Left and center lanes are blocked by an accident. Police and fire departments all out there. Out loop of the Beltway, heavy volume 95 due to Hampshire Avenue. Northbound 395 starting to slow down Duke Street to Seminary Road. Southbound BW Parkway gets heavy. Landover Road as you make your way up to 50. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one today, but temperatures will come down for the upcoming weekend. Few clouds, otherwise mainly clear this morning, mostly sunny later, 89. We'll take about 10 off of that by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 68 degrees at 647.
We continue to follow the travails of one Anthony Weiner, former congressman, former mayoral candidate, rising star in the Democratic Party until he was exposed, somewhat literally, as a online pervert. And now the story of his latest endeavors has taken a dark turn as the U.S. attorney in New York is actually investigating, and the FBI and the New York Police Department have opened preliminary investigations as well, into a potential online engagement that Anthony Weiner participated in with an underage girl, specifically a 15-year-old girl out of North Carolina. She gave an interview, according to the Associated Press, to the Daily Mail that said that the text exchanges with Anthony Weiner were quite explicit, including sexual discussions that pretty much are inappropriate for 6:48 in the morning. And it's dark and it's ugly and it's disgusting. And can I just bring you to the second to last paragraph in the AP report?
You may.
Weiner is married to Huma Abedin, an aide to Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. Really? Mm. Really? Is that it? Because I think there's more to it than that.
She's more than just an aide to Hillary Clinton. She is probably the closest confidant to the woman who is, you know, just 47 days away from the Oval Office. And they're now separated, they say, and they're going to go through a divorce because of all of these things. But boy, the judgment involved. Bill Clinton presided over their marriage.
Yeah.
And the link between Anthony Weiner and this disgusting, horrific behavior, which he has consistently lied about and blamed everyone else in his life and people in the media, he's blamed them for setting him up at the beginning, if you remember that.
Yeah.
The indelible connection between Anthony Weiner and the Clinton family cannot be overstated. They were very close. They continue to be close, considering his wife and the mother of his child is the closest confidant to Hillary Clinton.
Well, and you know, this is different than the other stuff in that he could do some time. At the Gray Bar Hotel. It's very different.
It's horrible.
And it's really ugly, and it's hard to even look at, quite frankly.
But whenever Anthony Weiner's behavior has been discussed in the past, and anybody like me brought up the fact that, hey, the fact that he's married to and spending his days with a woman who has access to the most important and personal information about our then Secretary of State and now a woman who wants to be president, isn't that a judgment call here? Isn't that something that should be raised as a potential issue? We're always, oh, well, stop it. Why are you getting involved in the private affairs? You can't blame Hillary. I'm not blaming Hillary Clinton. I'm just saying that this is a problem that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, I agree. And I hope that that they do address it from a law enforcement standpoint. And I hope this man gets some help.
Some help? I hope he goes to jail. It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. With over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in-home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates. For senior home care you can trust, check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
Monday on CNN, Clinton.
Donald Trump is temperamentally unfit to be president.
Trump. Hillary Clinton lacks the judgment to lead our nation.
Locked in a bitter battle, the presidential candidates face off on the same stage for the first time.
I can be too honest. Hillary Clinton is the exact opposite.
The scams, the frauds, he clearly has something to hide.
The first presidential debate, live coverage Monday night on CNN.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to 1 voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet at an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
If your friend at work told you she just found a way to save half on her dry cleaning every week, would you switch to that dry cleaner? What if all your friends told you that they found a great new dry cleaner that charges half what most full-price cleaners charge? Then would you switch? Well, what if I told you that 1 million people had dumped their full-price cleaners for Zips dry cleaners? Would that convince you to at least try us? Because that's how many people have switched to Zips, where we charge a flat $2.29 to dry clean any garment, and even less to launder shirts. Zips uses an efficient, state-of-the-art process to clean your clothes. It's just that we charge you way less to do it. Zips has truly revolutionized the dry cleaning business, one $2.29 garment at a time. So bring in the load of clothes you normally take to the full-price cleaners and see for yourself just how smart it is to use Zips. 1 million people wearing clean clothes can't be wrong. Come to Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For a Zips near you, visit 321zips.com.
It is now 6:53 on WMAO. Time to check in at the news desk at CNBC. Our reporter today is Chuck Kamlick.
And good morning to you. Happy Friday. Stocks up 2 days in a row. Big gains. May take a little pause this morning. Right now, futures point to a slightly lower open, maybe 25 points or so, but we'll see how the day progresses. Yahoo stock's going to go down after it said a half billion user accounts were hacked. Yahoo blames a state agent like Russia. Verizon, which wants to buy Yahoo, could also feel some pressure. We don't know what impact this news is going to have on that possible deal. Marriott finished buying Starwood Hotels this morning. Marriott now the largest hotel chain in the world, more than a million rooms in 110 countries. The parent of Japan's Subaru is recalling 935,000 Legacies worldwide, a half million in this country, to fix a windshield wiper problem. Cars made between 2009 and 2013. General Motors will roll out a new Chevy Equinox next year that'll be lighter, shorter, lower to the ground, and it'll go faster. And a retail group says average shoppers will spend about $8.4 billion on Halloween this year, $3 billion toward the costume you want to wear, $2.5 billion on candy, and, of course, then the decorations. $83 a person is about $9 more than last year. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, selling your home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. The realtor you hire is a very important decision. You want to use a proven and experienced pro that can get you the most money and sell your home fast. That's why I want to recommend Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team have been named a top team in the D.C. metro area for 4 straight years. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds have 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive buyer system looking to buy right now. That's how they get results. They're so confident your home will sell fast and for top dollar that if your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it, and they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. That's right, guaranteed. Call the only agents I would to make this happen and the only agents I would trust to sell my home. That's the Reynolds Team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, Dave Solomon is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound Anacostia Freeway, 9 miles per hour, 50 going up to Baker Street, then approaching Pennsylvania Avenue. 3-car collision now over on the shoulder. Northbound Anacostia Freeway slowing down the Beltway to the U.S. Naval Research Lab in Woodbridge. Southbound Jefferson Davis Highway at Dale Boulevard, left and center lanes blocked by a collision in Springfield. Southbound Fairfax County Parkway approaching 95, there is an accident. Northbound the Fairfax County Parkway at Pope's Head Road, there's a disabled vehicle that takes out the right lane. Outer loop of the Beltway is down to 20 miles per hour, 95 as you work your way up to Colesville Road. NumberGarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Abundant sunshine today. It's going to be really nice, 89 degrees. Tonight, clear skies. It'll dip down to around 69 degrees. Tomorrow, 79 degrees and partly cloudy skies. And on Sunday, we're talking a bit cooler. Temperatures in the low 70s and the overnight low on Sunday in the upper 50s. Monday looking at also about the same, temperatures in the low 70s, currently 68 degrees.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Space, the final frontier. And it's getting dangerous up there. The nominee to lead the U.S. Strategic Command warned this week that we are lagging behind the Chinese and Russian governments when it comes to space. Seems like the Russians and Chinese military have been investing in anti-satellite missiles, laser guns, space robots so that they can take out our satellites.
Think of no GPS system or any functioning locator app you may have on your phone. The new commander said the United States is a bit behind in countering the threat, which is code for no one was paying attention in the executive branch for the last few years. There have been lots of warnings of this new satellite-killing technology and very little appetite to fund the countering of it. This is one of those issues that, if left alone long enough, cause a significant loss in strategic advantage. Imagine smart weapon technology in jeopardy or strategic communication failures. That's a great way to invite trouble. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1515. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1515.
Coming up on WMAL.
And we're going to be joined by the great one, Mark Levin, get his commentary on the week's events.
And if you're on I-270 right now and you're hating life, you may have to ask yourself, is it possible to fix this thing? We'll talk to Rich Parsons about that after the news. It is now 7 o'clock in the nation's capital. It's all straight ahead. WMAL.